Hello and welcome to In Depth. It is the PSA program you're listening to right now on Lotus Radio, on all of our Lotus Radio stations. I'm still your host, Ian Sorensen. They haven't, well, done away with me yet. I'm still got the job, so it's pretty cool. And also pretty cool, wonderful guest in the studio today. It is Auburn Harrison from Communities and Schools of Western Nevada. How are you, Auburn?
I'm doing so great. Thank you for having me, Ian.
It is my pleasure. It's been a while since we checked in.
Yeah.
We had you in, I can't even remember when or even for what reason.
Probably about a year ago. Yeah.
It was about a year ago. Probably even for this event that we're
going to
talk about a little bit later. But Auburn, I want to know Communities and Schools of Western Nevada, in case people don't know the background, maybe when it started, what you guys do, that sort of thing. I mean, it's kind of sort of self-explanatory, but it wouldn't be mine.
Yeah.
Let's get into the nuts and bolts.
Absolutely. No, I love to talk about what we do. I'm so proud of it. We are a nonprofit organization, an education nonprofit that works here in Washoe County in basically the most high poverty, dropout prone schools. So we are currently partnered with 6 Washoe County schools, public schools, working with students that are at risk for dropping out. So we do work with kindergarten all the way through 12th grade. Currently, we're at Natchez, Libby Booth Elementary School. We're at Sparks Middle and Vaughn Middle School, and then we're also at Hug High and Innovations High School.
Okay.
So we work with about 3,500 kids locally, providing all kinds of supports for them on campus, whether it's food or clothing, medical referrals, things like that. And then also at the next level, really, we're case managing students. So we're working one-on-one with them and giving them, you know, that person at school that truly cares for them, can help motivate them to meet their goals, and prevent them from, you know, chronic absenteeism, from having low grades, having behavior issues. We really just want to wrap that student in as much support as we can so that they'll succeed.
Yeah, I think it's a wonderful service you provide. And also, do you kind of follow people? Like if you start with the program with an elementary school student and they just keep going up and up, you kind of follow their progress and keep working with them?
We do, as much as we can.
Right.
So sometimes students are in transition, so they may move out of the state or something. But if they stay in our school district, we will absolutely follow them if we are at their school. So like if we're case managing a student at Libby Booth, we could case manage them from kindergarten all the way through 6th grade, and then we'll pass them along to our site coordinator over at Vaughn and continue to work with them.
Okay.
And so that we can, you know, really see that whole experience out for the student and make sure that they always have that consistency on campus, that person that's there and reliable.
It's always good to have that person that you're used to.
Yes.
You know, sometimes it's so jarring. I remember getting into high school and just being like so overwhelmed, and I'm like, I don't know anyone.
Right.
You know, it was so weird. So
yeah. And, you know, I hear that all the time. So many parents say, you know, gosh, I could use this at my son's school. Or I could have used this when I was a kid.
Right.
And so, yeah, I mean, it really, it doesn't know any barriers. I mean, anybody who needs a service like this that is at one of our schools, we're happy to help them. We work with all kinds of different students at our schools. And we're so proud at the end when we see them graduate, when we watch them cross the stage.
I know.
That's life-changing.
That's really huge.
Yeah.
And are you hoping to expand? How long did it take you to get to the point where you're at 6 schools at this point?
Yeah, so our organization actually is part of a national organization that's been around almost 41 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Here in Washoe County, we've been around, this is our 4th school year in the county, so we're still fairly new.
But that's, wow, that's great though.
Yeah.
Like 4 years and you're already in 6 schools, I think that's a good record.
I agree, and we're excited about the growth. We're doing it slow and responsibly. We started in 3 schools, and then we sort of have adjusted every year and figured out where we need to be. And sometimes we grow by one person at a school, so we'll add a second staff member. Sometimes we grow by an entire school. But we, you know, we absolutely hope to continue growing. Here in Washoe County, there are about 43 Title I schools. So those are schools that have high poverty and some low educational outcome students that could use our support. So you can sort of see the, you know, 6 schools, and we'd like to be in 40 plus. So yeah, we're working on expanding. It really all comes down to funding. So we're always looking for support, for grants, for people who want to help donate, whether it's school supplies or clothing, or if they want to actually help fund the program, we are on board and we would love their help. And it really does make a huge difference in people's lives.
Definitely. So financially you need help. And then we're going to reference back to, I think it was over the summer, you had like a big old drive with school supplies, right?
Yes. Yeah. Every year we do something called Fill the Bus. Yes. And that is in August. We'll do that again this year. We usually do it the Friday before school starts. So that this year that will be on August 4th. And we set up a big bus over by Sam's Club and just wait all day for people to come by and bring school supplies. Last year, we brought in over $15,000 worth of school supplies donated.
Wow.
It was amazing.
Was that like a big, like more than you thought it was going to be? Did you have a goal? Or
It was our first year. We had really put in the solid effort. The year before, we kind of said, hey, we're going to collect some supplies, but it was nothing official. So last year was our first. So we didn't have anything to compare it to.
Right.
But the response was overwhelming, and it was amazing how many people. And thanks to you guys, too, because you guys were helping us advertise this.
Yeah, it was a pleasure.
It was wonderful. I mean, we had so many people come by who had just said, oh, I just heard it on the radio and I was buying my son or my daughter supplies. And so I thought I'd just bring something by. We had companies come with truckloads of backpacks. So that's been huge. We have a storage unit where we've been keeping those items and we're just slowly going through them. We gave away a big chunk at the beginning of the year. We gave some away after Christmas break. And then
So you didn't just all one fell swoop, like throw them all out.
As they're needed.
That's
smart. As they're needed. As soon as a child comes to us and says, hey, I need a backpack, I lost mine, or I was forced to leave the home overnight. You know, we have all kinds of situations that come up that are unique. We say, okay, right. We've got that. We get them exactly what they need so that they don't have to buy it. Because for a lot of our students and their parents, that's just not, it's not possible. And I know as a parent, I spent, I think, $75 this year on
Stuff piles up. Like, I remember working at a sports store way back when, and I was working in the backpacks, and I was like, why are these, like, they're $50 for like a backpack or more.
Right.
It's kind of nuts.
It really is.
So to have that donated is like tremendously helpful.
It really is. And we don't want, we would never want a student to have that pressure on them. Like, I need to bring these supplies and I don't have the money and where am I going to get it?
You should be worrying about your homework and your assignments and not worrying about the tools to do those assignments.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, and speaking of, we got a fundraiser. That's really the crux of the reason why you're here, is a wonderful fundraiser. It's, how many times have you done this one?
So this is our second annual fundraiser.
This is your second annual. So yeah, it's relatively, 4 years. So of course this would be a relatively new thing.
Yeah. We, last year we planned this super last second and just decided let's go for it. Let's put it out there and tell people what we do. Have people come in. We'll tell some great stories about our students. And we were able to bring in over $12,000 last year.
Wow. And that's just on the fly.
Just
now you have had time
to
prepare.
Yeah. And I'm really hoping, our goal this year is 15,000. I know for some nonprofits that's pennies. That's nothing. For us, That's a lot of money.
That's huge, yeah.
It's a huge amount of money. That funds almost three schools for us as far as our supplies go.
Okay.
So it's huge. But our event is coming up. It's on February 22nd.
Okay.
And it's going to be from 6 to 9 p.m. at Revision Brewing Company. Have you been there?
I've never been there. It's in Sparks, right?
It's in Sparks.
I need to go there. There's so many of these places popping up and I just can't keep up.
Right. So Revision Brewing Company, they have incredibly good craft beer, local brewers. They're amazing. It's going to be there from 6 to 9. That's at 380 South Rock Boulevard in Sparks. It's kind of between Baldini's and the freeway. So it's in that area. It's in a big warehouse. But we will be having a fundraiser there. The tickets are $60. They include dinner from Butter and Salt Gatherings, which is a really amazing caterer here in town, local caterer. And then it also includes unlimited craft beer and unlimited regional wine. And then we're going to have a wonderful success story presentation. So we have our site coordinators there. They're going to be talking about their students and showing actual stories of success of local students who we've helped, whose lives have been changed by our program. 100% of the proceeds from this event will go toward our programming. So it's crucial. And it's not only, a good cause, but it's also a really good way to learn more about what we do. So we're super, super excited. If anybody is interested in coming, they can call me, they can email me, they can go to our website. We're at cisnevada.org. Click on events, click on Cappy Hour. You can get all the details there. You can also click on contact us. You can find my information, but I'm also at auburn@cisnevada.org. Call me, email me, like I said, and we will get you tickets.
And really, I don't want to gloss over the title because it's Cappy Hour, which is tremendously punny, which I love
thank
puns.
You.
I'm sorry, but they're smarter than people give them credit for. So this Cappy, basically graduation cap, that's the crux of that.
Okay. Exactly. I'm trying to really steer clear of that fabulous chicken dinner gala that most organizations do. And no offense to them. I know that that's kind of what, that's easily done. You go to a casino, you have a big, gala, but everyone's doing that. So I wanted to make it more casual, more fun. I think people love happy hour. People love, their beer and their wine. I wanted to do something local and casual and just low pressure. And so, playing on graduation cap. So it's Cappy Hour. And I will take credit for that one. I wasn't sure if you would get it.
No, we we got it.
I'm so glad.
So $60. I mean, you're getting a lot for your money for this. I mean, the money's going to a good cause, but also, what is it? It's unlimited beer and wine, right?
Unlimited beer and wine, yeah, and dinner.
And dinner. So, and then I think there's raffle prizes or something?
We're having a silent auction. There's raffle. There's a door prize. We're also having live music from a great little trio called Running with Ravens. They do
right.
a lot of
cool
We
play
cover.
Them on our little local station on the X. Yeah, they're fantastic. I just had the dudes in, I think a couple days ago.
Oh, did you?
They're really nice guys.
They're super nice, yeah. So they'll be there playing music. It's just going to be really fun. A lot of good networking. Just a good time. So, you know, please join us. Like you said, $60 for dinner and all you can drink. It's not a bad deal. And
not bad
the
at
beer
all.
At Revision, if you're a craft beer person, you cannot beat Revision. It's absolutely
It's funny
amazing.
That I didn't, I actually seen Revision in stores and I didn't think like that they were local. I just didn't like piece it together. And then all of a sudden this popped up and I'm like, oh my gosh. That's great.
They're doing really well. They're distributed kind of all over California and all over the place. So I love to see local business succeed. So we'd like to also support that. And, you know, they have donated this space to us. So it's so kind of the owners to really see the value in what we do.
Definitely.
You know, we've received all kinds of donations for this event. So we want to thank the community already. We already have probably about 90 people who have bought tickets. We're excited. We want to fill up the room. So please get your tickets. And we can't wait to see you there.
Beautiful. So $15,000 is kind of the goal. That's, give or take.
That's our goal.
If we can get more than that,
if
great.
We get more, we won't be upset about that.
Then the money is going to go toward something specific, or is it just kind of be spread around for certain? You said for three schools, it would kind of cover.
Right. So we, you know, our supplies. Operating costs, what we have figured out for each school, it's about $3,500 to $5,000 for supplies for the year. So that includes everything from, you know, any kind of school supplies or on-campus supplies that we need to purchase. That includes graduation caps. So what we do is we always buy, if we have seniors who are graduating from our schools and they are having difficulty funding their caps, we'll buy them. I think it's about $90 a kid. We purchase our students sometimes things that are just necessities like underwear or at one of our high schools, sometimes we're purchasing diapers or clothing for their children because they are pregnant or parenting teens.
Right.
We buy students alarm clocks sometimes to help them get to school on
time.
This
is stuff you never would have think, you know, you never think of.
So it really covers those supplies. So like I said, that would cover about three plus schools with that $15,000. That is huge. And that's half of our schools. So, you know, the more the better. We have some wonderful corporate groups in this community that have been helping us out. And, you know, we just hope to expand that. And, you know, if anything, like I said, it's a good way to come in and learn about what we do. Talk to us. It's an intimate, small event. It's, you know, it's a really, really good time.
Very cool. So Cappy Hour, February 22nd, 6 to 9 p.m., Revision Brewing Company.
That's right.
Any other fundraisers other than Fill the Bus that are coming up after this?
May 15th, we're doing Chow Down for Caps and Gowns, and that's your classic restaurant fundraiser. So we're going to have several restaurant partners. I don't know who those are on board yet for sure, but I'll definitely be calling you when that happens.
And do it.
I will.
Get you back in.
Yeah, and for those, we'll just have people, you go eat at a restaurant like you normally would with your family, and then a percentage of the money that you spend will go toward our organization. So that'll be, like I said, May 15th.
Okay, very cool. Yeah. Anything you want to add before we kind of wrap up?
No, nothing. Just thank you so much for what you do. You know, it makes such a difference to be able to come on the show and talk about what we do and really, you know, helps us out. So
it's
thank you.
It's fun for me. So it's perfect.
You have a cool job.
Oh, yeah. I do say so myself. Yeah. Thank you, Auburn Harrison from Communities and Schools of Western Nevada.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.